Well, budget and redistricting. Those are the top two issues currently in the Florida legislators' hands that we've been hearing a lot about. But another contentious issue in this year's legislative session surrounds the expansion of gambling in our state. Now, that may not sound like a concern that would have any direct correlation to our agricultural and rural listeners, but Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services Adam Putnam explains just how much the issue could affect our rural areas.
There are loopholes in the law that have allowed some very small rural communities to build horse tracks or dog tracks that then are allowed to operate card rooms and poker rooms and things like that. The best example is recently in the small town of Gretna, which is about 20 minutes outside of Tallahassee. They were given a license to have barrel racing that you could bet on, which is kind of unusual, to say the least. But that's really just the stalking horse to allow them to get into having card rooms and poker rooms and things like that and have betting and gaming, you know, in a facility beside the track. And so having that horse race is really just their way of getting their permit, but they're not really interested in barrel racing or horse racing. So, you know, that you've seen examples where this has had a profound effect on rural communities and the character of our state. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a big issue. Most of the debate about casinos, full-fledged Vegas-style casinos, obviously those are going to be in South Florida, you know, probably in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. But, you know, there's some other casinos that are in fairly rural areas when you're driving down 27. So, you know, all of these things affect all of us as Floridians.
That's why Putnam has joined Attorney General Pam Bondi to encourage the legislature to walk away from the casino issue. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.